One employer feeling encouraged and just starting to come back from the brink is Majestic Yachts Incorporated. They're a houseboat manufacturer in Columbia, Kentucky. I first came across Majestic 3 years ago. Jim Hadley, the president and CEO, had laid off dozens of employees. The machines had gone silent in his factory, and it was just down to Jim and his two co-owners.
We are kind of like an old rock band. We've been together a long time, and hopefully we'll be together a whole lot longer.
Back during that 2009 visit, I also spoke to one of Jim's employees, Faye Womack, who had just lost her job as a seamstress.
You know, you hate to lose your job. You know, it's bad. It is really bad. And there's nowhere here to get a job.
But with some signs of life in the economy, we decided to check in with Majestic Yachts. We gave CEO Jim Hadley another call and asked him how things are going now.
Well, currently, David, we're probably 20% of full capacity. Ourselves, we're hanging in there. As an industry, there were 13 manufacturers in our area 3 years ago. Today, there's only five left.
Wow.
We currently don't have any new orders. We did build one new order last year, but things are starting to turn around just a little bit more.
Well, if you're back to doing about 20% of the work that you were doing a few years ago, what does that mean in terms of employees? Have you been able to bring some of those few dozen people back on?
We have, David. We've been very, very fortunate in that we have brought five of our employees back. With the three of us that are already here, gives us a total of eight people.
Jim, one question I had, we hear this term thrown around by economists, discouraged workers, and those are people who have just given up on finding work. They're not even counted in the unemployment numbers. When you hear from the people who you had to lay off, are they still aggressively looking for jobs, or have some of them given up?
I think a lot of them are still looking, David, and a lot of them have returned to other jobs. And for those that haven't, are certainly discouraged in that can't find any jobs available. There are just not any there for them.
And Jim, you've been through other downturns before. Kind of step back and look at this one of the last few years and compare it to economic downturns of the past.
David, this downturn that we're currently in and hopefully coming out of has been just enormous compared to the things in the past. Back in the early 90s, there was a small downturn. It was only for a short period of time. This downturn is destroyed a lot of people.
Well, one of the things that really struck me about your company, Jim, was the family feeling that you had. I mean, you laid off several dozen people, but you were in touch with them, and they were in touch with you, you know, talking about how things were going, when they might be able to come back. Are you still in touch with a lot of the people who you laid off a couple years ago?
Well, that's a good thing about a small community, David. Columbia, Kentucky is a small community in the surrounding areas, but we're a very close-knit community. We've kind of got a new little thing going here that's brought us even closer as a group. Daily, Faye Womack, who is our seamstress, she also answers our phones. Now she is our head chef. She fixes an enormous breakfast every day for the employees.
Well, Faye, of course, I spent a lot of time with her in addition to you when I was there. So she's gone from being a seamstress. You don't have as much, you know, as many orders for big houseboats now. So you've been able to bring her back, but she's answering phones and doing cooking. So kind of adjusting to the new economy in a way.
Yes. And again, we do that as a small company. It gives us kind of one of the bonuses of being small, to where we can be very good to the folks that work with us.
Well, Jim, best of luck to you. Please tell your employee, Faye Womack, I send my best, and look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Thank you, David. We appreciate always talking with you.
That's Jim Hadley. He's the president and CEO of Majestic Yachts Incorporated in Columbia, Kentucky.